Where are you at? We're hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Guys, it's Friday. We got a lot to chop up. Mike, I saw you at the bar talking to a bunch of guys. A guy named Carl. Great name, by the way.
Right. It's kind of like, I'm not going to say what business they're in case they got to go do a sales call later. People are like, I heard you guys are hammered at Twin Peaks. I don't know how to put their business out there. But they're in customer service.
Okay.
And it's we'll call them Carl and Rob. Anyway, and they're just talking about the show. And, you know, we're talking about these guys are buddies. And we're talking about how cool it is when you work with people that you like. You know, because so many people work with people they don't like.
It helps.
And it was funny. And I was hearing some stuff about office politics and this and that. I'm laughing. I go, everybody's got it. Everybody's got it. So we're just having a good combo. And he does prove, believe it or not, on a Friday, in the spirit of teamwork, there are nice people from New Orleans.
What? Whoa. You had me all the way up into the New Orleans thing.
I'm just saying.
And he's, New Orleans?
And he's in the same part of soggy, smelly part of New Orleans as Trustee Gentilly.
All right, man.
So that musty smell, that's where he's from.
Look, we can go ahead and be friends, I guess, man. You know? Huh? My man. Carl, good to have you out here, man.
And brother, we were saying, and this is something I think we know here in the South, especially in Atlanta, is what a great rivalry the Saints and the Falcons is. Ball busting, whether we're winning or losing or one team is good or bad, it always is a great vibe here or there. And I think it still beats and trumps the Packers and the Bears. More on the Bears, by the way, coming up in 4th-and-1.
Yeah.
More news on where they'd be moving to. I still think it's just a power play.
I do, too.
Just leverage.
It's completely unfortunate if it does play out that way. We do have a big show, guys. Our man B-Mac, Brian McFadden, is going to join us to talk all things NFL. OTAs continue for the Falcons next week, and then we've got mandatory minicamp. We'll get into all the latest news around the league. Our buddy Sam Mitchell, man, apparently he's got a beef with us.
Uh-oh.
NBA Sirius, XM NBA Sirius Satellite Radio. He's been doing all this stuff on the finals, man. He's going to stop by. We get ready for game 2 tonight. Must win, Mike, for the Spurs. Must win.
Yeah, and we were just talking at the bar. That's how the conversation started about game 1. I thought Wemby and Gordon G. Money, our engineer, said he, and a lot of folks agree, you know, Wemby looks gassed coming off a 7-game series. But the fact that Knicks, you have Wemby on the bench, and you go on an 11-3 run, and you still can't find a way to beat the Knicks. I thought Wemby's shot selection, it was almost like he was just relying on the three as opposed to using the physicality to take it inside. I think he's got to have more high-percentage shooting, certainly, because everybody else in that team can match up with everybody else on the Knicks.
No doubt. I mean, look, the thing is, I think just San Antonio's been better than everybody else right now, and then they finally got to a team where there's got to be some real adjustments for Mitch Johnson. Talked about it yesterday a little bit. I blame the coach. Mike, the Harper kid was legit. He's going off. And you got DeAndre or De'Aaron Fox in the game, and he's playing terrible.
Yeah, he can't do anything for you.
And so, you know, we'll see tonight. But we'll talk to Sam. He's going to join us at 3. Our buddy Steve Koonin, Hawk CEO, going to join us at 4, guys, and plenty about the Braves. By the way, what was up with the Braves last night?
Yeah, it was a weird night. I got to be honest. Once I saw them get down, when the Sale kind of had the big inning where things got a little sideways, and they weren't really, you know, hitting last night. They just kind of left some guys on base, too. But I was over to the NBA, and I watched the highlights. It's just, you know, look, the good news is you're winning a series. Unless you're that one guy who listens to us in Charlotte, when are we going to get a 10-game win streak? Who cares? You're winning every series. You win every series, you win the division, and you're the number one seed in the NL. Right now we're still higher than the Dodgers. But, yeah, last night, just for all the things that Chris Sale has done, he's had some nights where they haven't supported him, and there's some nights where he's been a little bit off. But, hey, the good news, you still took another series. And I thought what you guys spoke about it yesterday, Grant Holmes did a nice job.
No, he did.
And I'm always worried about his starts more than anybody.
Fair. And look, I mean, it's funny because every time we've had opportunities to sweep, we really haven't done that. We've been winning a bunch of series, but it's weird to close out series with a sweep. Either way, we'll take it. We'll move on. Pirates come in here, and it'll be a fun weekend at Truist Park. Plenty on the Braves as we get rolling here at Twin Peaks. Now, we will tell you, we're here. Come on out and join us. We'd love to see you. But tonight, Mike, we do get a chance to celebrate and want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners who did participate, register, wanted to come have dinner and hang out for our Father's Day promotion, which we'll do tonight. So all of your favorite personalities will be here from 92.9 The Game, and it should be a fun time, man. The last few years, we've had a really good time meeting all the new folks, and every year it's something different, new people, and that's really cool, just showing you the diversity of our listening base and how many people tune in and want to be a part of this radio station.
And then later on, for folks that are really into the Civil War, me and Abe Gordon's dad We're going to do a whole series. We've got maps and troop movements, and we're going to basically explain the Union Army's movement from Chickamauga down to the Battle of Atlanta after they reset at Chattanooga. So if you now, for those who don't know, Abe's dad and I, we get these big, we talk about it all the time. We get these big historical conversations, get to meet some of the dads. So it's a lot of fun, man. We always appreciate the best listeners in town, and thanks to James and his staff because we got a really cool room set up for tonight.
No doubt. All right, 404-726-0929. Everything's on the board for you, by the way. If you want to join in, you can. All right, open lines, 404-726-0929. You want to talk about anything that's been going on, you are more than welcome to join us today. We'll take plenty of phone calls as it is a Friday here in Twin Peaks. Here's what's interesting. And our executive producer, Day-Day, is back at the studio today because Big O's off. He'll be up here tonight, by the way, if you want to get a chance to meet Day-Day.
Vacation's important, and you must take it. And one of our guys will take all of that vacation.
Well, he's definitely taking it. But Day-Day said to us today, he feels like the Falcons really trust that Kyle Pitts is going to take the next step. And before we get to BMAC coming up here in about less than 10 minutes, Mike, do you trust Kyle Pitts as much as it seems like the Falcons do?
Yeah, I mean, I like the way it was handled. I don't think there's a Falcon fan out there that could disagree with it. Now, again, if you're a really big Pitts supporter and you say, look, he had two buster quarterbacks and some of this isn't his fault, I think, you know, Pitts has been a mixed bag. We discussed this at length, guys. I think he shows you enough promise, and statistically, he was one of the top three tight ends in the NFL by any measurable, right?
Right.
So you bring him back, but you don't reward him with a contract because there's been a couple of years where he wasn't good, when he was, you know, unhealthy, and sometimes the effort wasn't there, it seemed, as a fan. So you keep the guy. And you could always franchise tag him. Good to meet you guys, man. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, guys.
And if he kicks ass, you maybe even, you know, re-sign him.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you.
But the worst case would have been him going off this year and literally going off for another team. And then Falcon fans would go, there you go. So I thought they handled it perfectly with the one-year franchise. I mean, it's franchise tag. It's 1 year. Tagging him. I expect him in this offense, Stefanski, to do a lot better things.
Yeah, look, I do too. Kyle Pitts sees the positive in being tagged by the Falcons. He's not been complaining about it. You know, a lot of guys get tagged and they and you hear all the conversation.
Just don't get hurt.
Well, he's
that's
not
the risk.
He's not complaining about it, and he says it's a blessing. This is from Kyle Pitts talking about, you know, being tagged, and he says we'll go out and test the market. To see whatever, you know, is going on. But you just have to trust that we see something in you, and it's pretty cool to see. He's talking about the Falcons believing in him,
right,
tagging him, and allowing him to come back and kind of proving it. So, look, it's a new year. He says he's not worried about it. I do think, like with anything, the last few years, Mike and I have been saying it's a contract year for Kyle Pitts. Okay, well, listen, he was already under his rookie deal. It didn't matter. They weren't going to move on from him, okay? Even after Arthur Smith left, Ra wasn't coming in here. We thought, hey, maybe they'll do something. They didn't do anything, and now we've got a new regime who says we'll pick up your fifth-year option, and they did. Tagged him. So, I don't know what my confidence level is as far as Kyle Pitts, because that, to me, Mike, relates to productivity. When I tell you I have confidence in somebody, and I'll give you an example. I got all the confidence in the world in Bijan Robinson.
Right.
I know he's going to be productive. He may lead the league in total yards. He'll be one of the, you know, 80 receptions kind of guy. But when you talk about Pitts, that trust level has been hit or miss simply because of the things you mentioned. Injuries, quarterback play. Last year, you want me to buy in and believe that he's going to be as productive or better, but I got to wait and see. That's where my trust level is right now.
I mean,
with him.
There's some things with Zach Robinson last year. Now, again, Zach's gone. We got a guy that knows how to get the tight end involved. And even with all the screw-ups and the bad quarterback play or inconsistent quarterback play, Pitts still had a really good statistical year. The red zone. He was, when we drafted him, we thought he's going to be a 10-touchdown guy.
Yes.
He's going to be right up there with Kittle and Kelsey in his prime. That this guy's going to be that elite dude who's going to be a red zone god for the Falcons. And that's just not happened. But this year, I do believe, the best thing for Kyle Pitts, and I got to be honest, is if Tua wins the job. Because Tua will get him the ball. And we don't know where he and Penix Jr., there's some, you know, unless they can get Penix more accurate as part of the process. But I think the best thing for Pitts is if Tua gets the gig. Now, I'm not trying to trigger Penix fans this early into the show, but
I'll
stand by that.
Too late.
I'll stand by that. You feel me on that?
I do. I absolutely do. Do you guys at 404-726-0929. Kyle Pitts, again, in being tagged by the Falcons, says it's a blessing to be able to get that year and them not say, hey, we're going to let you test the market. He's basically saying they could have done that. They didn't. They believe in him. How much do you believe in him? And I think, Mike, this is a big question because – I go back 2 years ago when I said, this guy's the key to the offense. I was being about it. You know the word I want to use. He's the key to the offense. If he can do the things we expect him to do, this offense changes, right?
You have to account for him.
Yes.
Opens things up for the wide receivers, the stuff underneath. And it all got to work together. We talked about years ago, well, this will be this, and we'll have these mismatches. And it never works.
Never worked.
Because Darnell Mooney can't stay on the field. He starts the season hurt. Drake got banged up a lot. You know, Ray got cut. You know, just there was a lot of dysfunction in that offense last year.
All right, man. More on this to come as we'll discuss Falcons and much more with BMAC, Brian McFadden, CBS NFL analyst. He is on the way. Also, we will dive deeper into the NBA Finals Game 2. Tip tonight is 8:30, by the way. Spurs, 6.5-point favorite.
Six and a half. Man.
That's a lot.
I told Carl. I won some big loot NHL Game 1. And I gave half of it back last night. Oh, that overtime
that was
goal.
Heartbreaking.
Oh, what a stupid penalty. By the way, if you didn't see it, the Knights, their best defenseman, took it right in the face. And NHL players are tough, but there's some things you're going to need a couple days to get right from. But we'll talk about that later when we look at the headlines. But, yeah, man, it's been both finals have been just one so far in the NBA, but both the NHL games, 1 and 2, have been electrifying.
They really have, Mike. And look, last night when Carolina went up again, the Vegas went up 2-0, and I was like, oh, this is going to be over. Look, Carolina, give them a lot of credit. They fought back. We will dive into that. Also, there is a big story that we do need to talk about that may affect our city. And we are just a few weeks away from the World Cup. Mike and I will dive into this because I think there are varying reasons why this problem, and right now it is looming, okay? We will talk about that as well. All right, big Friday show for you here at Twin Peaks, guys. Come on through. Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We would love to see you. BMAC's going to join us next. His thoughts on the Falcons and all the things that went down this week. What about this big trade? Myles Garrett going to the Rams. Are they automatically the Super Bowl favorite in BMAC's mind? Find out next.